Mayday, we're Mayday.
They say jinx.
Okay. What do people call a person who brings bad luck? They might say he's a regular.
Jinx.
Right. What do you call a child whose mother and father were not married?
Bastard.
And what do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Cemetery.
No, where they're taken to be prepared for burial.
Funeral home.
Okay, what do you call the box or case that a corpse is put into for funeral?
A casket.
Alright, and then where do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water that's smaller than a river?
A stream.
Alright, and if it's smaller than that, what do you call it? You ever heard of creek or brook?
Yeah, creek.
Alright. What do you call flat, grassy land down around the seacoast? Would you call it marshland? Kind of swampy looking?
Marshland.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Suspenders.
What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham? Kind of fry the ham, then add water to the grease. We used to have it on bread. What? Have you ever heard of red-eye gravy?
Yes, I have heard of that.
Okay. What do you call the liquid that's burned in some kind of lamp?
Oil.
All right. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Bullhorn.
What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Rash.
Okay, have you ever heard of athlete's foot or ground it?
Yes,
athlete's foot. At least the teacher will know. Okay. What do you call anything that a child plays with?
A toy.
This section deals with word patterns. You know that some words change to show a change in time. For instance, you would say, right now I see you, but yesterday I saw you. Or you would say, we go to church every Sunday, but we went to church last Sunday. See how the word changes from go to went and see us all? Okay, now I'm going to ask you some things that you just fill in the blank with the right word.
Okay,
if we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been what yet?
Bought.
And I might answer, yes, yesterday I...
bought groceries.
Okay, talk real loud.
Okay.
Holler. If we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been...
eaten.
And I might say, yes, yesterday I...
ate the apples.
All right. We were talking about drinking coffee. You might ask me, have you what your coffee yet?
Drinking your coffee.
Alright, and I might answer, yes, a few minutes ago I...
drank my coffee.
Alright, if we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been...
climbed.
And I might answer, yes, yesterday a boy...
climbed a tree.
If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has that work already been...
finished.
Now we're talking about doing it, and I'd say, has that work already been
done?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday they
did it.